Rhett Stoltz is the mayor of Gisborne, second term, and it's been 9 months since the devastation caused by Cyclone Gabrielle. Thousands and thousands of cubic metres of debris has been cleared from beaches, and locals are excited to welcome Manuhiri back into the region this summer. Rhett, thanks so much for joining us on the program. Kia ora tēnei. It's neat to talk with you again. Kia ora.
Morena, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, Rhett. Thanks so much. Well, obviously, we acknowledge the hardship, the resilience, and also the hard yakka that so many have put in to come to terms with the aftermath of Gabrielle. But, of course, we are still expecting other weather events, sadly, and they will impact the coast and Tūranga, where you are as well. Can you talk about the work that's gone into restoring the coastal region? What stands out most for you, Rhett?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. So for us, it's been a really tough 9 months. Everyone would have seen the devastation of the woody debris on our beaches and our rivers, affecting our taiao. So for the last 9 months, contractors, alongside our iwi partners, alongside the government, alongside our community, have done a lot of mahi to, first of all, clean our beaches so we can welcome Manuhiri back. But that work will be ongoing. And alongside that, obviously, we had to address our very fragile infrastructure network, our roading. So a lot of work has happened in that space as well, and Waka Kotahi has played a big role there. We've replaced three bridges. We have Bailey bridges in place. So even though our infrastructure is quite fragile still, we are ready to say, come and take a look, come and visit us, come and help us build our economy back.
When I was last in Gisborne, the woody debris that you refer to was all along the main beach of Gisborne. It looked like a monumental task to try and clear it. How is that being done? Are you trying to burn it, or have you had diggers out moving it? Are we sort of waiting for nature to take its course? What would you say of the main beach of Gisborne and how it's looking now, Rhett?
Yes, so it has been monumental. It's the correct word to use. And it's Waikanae Beach, which we usually clean up before Labour weekend. And we do that every year. But what happened last year, we cleaned up before Labour weekend, and then we had a weather event before Christmas. So we had contractors uplift the woody debris and move it away from an area where we are storing it at this stage. Some are getting chipped. And then we are talking to the community, to mana whenua, to local landowners as well, asking them what are our options going forward, because it's such a huge amount of debris that we will have to consider burning some of that. And like I say, we have industrial chippers here as well, but the sheer volumes we are looking at make it an option for us to also look at burning. So at this stage, the beaches are beautiful and clean. Taken months to tidy it up, and fingers crossed, only sunshine come our way in the next few months. No extreme weather events. I know that we are looking at a dry, warm summer, so we are excited to welcome people to our region.
As you should be too. What has been the impact on the region's businesses coming to terms with what has been such a challenging year for the people of Gisborne and indeed the East Coast?
Very tough, and we have seen businesses close down, big businesses who have laid off people. I know one of our local mills, Tukanishu, are also looking at closing one of the operations. You do see the odd little business in the CBD just closing their doors, because we also need to put it in perspective that this is on the back of 2-3 years of COVID. So our businesses have had it so tough. And where most people after COVID could then open their doors and operate as normal, in Tairawhiti, especially here in Tūranga, it was not the same for our businesses. So it's been very tough, and that's the emotional impact. We do have what we call rain anxiety as well, where people are still, their whareas are maybe in Category 3, they are still waiting for buyouts to happen. When the heavens open up and we see rain, which we have seen several times after Cyclone Gabrielle came along, people are anxious about their properties, they are anxious about their livelihoods. And so the thing that I hope and pray for our region this summer is a bit of sunshine to heal our spirits as well. We do feel beaten down, and it's time for us to get a little break.
Yeah, if anyone deserves one, it's you. What would you say of the collaborative approach between local government, central government, tangata whenua, and even foresters? When you look at all the woody debris, it's hard not to think that some practices have been a bit rank that would result in so much wood on the beaches of the East Coast. What would you say of the collaborative approach to the cleanup?
So you would have noticed in the paper, since 2018, the Gisborne District Council, who's the regulator, has been prosecuting forestry companies, saying you are not sticking to your consent conditions. On top of that, the government acknowledged after the ministerial inquiry into land use that there are some national legislation that need to change, because we operate in a unique area with a young biology where we can't have standardised rules that fit the whole of Aotearoa. We need special Tai Rāwhiti rules. So they have acknowledged that, and we have seen some changes in the national environmental standards for plantation forestry. Then on top of that, local government, we are also reviewing our own Tai Rāwhiti resource managing plan. And then I do want to acknowledge that forestry are trying to change. It's a big ship to turn the direction of. So I do want to acknowledge them. And I want to acknowledge our iwi partners who has walked alongside us all the way. This is not a council or a government or iwi or a forestry problem. This is a region-wide problem where each one of us have a role to play.
And let's not talk about the problems today, eh, Rhett? Let's just talk about getting to sunny Gisborne for another holiday down at the sand shell on the beach. It's a very hospitable place. And the power pies in one of those power pies, or one of those cafes there, I won't say which one, Secret Spot X, are worth hunting down.
Let me tell you, people, whānau, come to Gisborne, come and take a look. We have so much to offer. Beautiful sunshine, our beaches are fabulous, white sandy beaches, lots of lovely wineries. We have a lot of tourist attractions. We had our first cruise ship through town yesterday. There is just so much on here. We ask you, come and support us. We can do with Manuhiri coming and hanging out with us in the summer. We will make you feel welcome, and you will not regret coming this way.
Tēnā koe. Good talking with you, Rhett. Thanks very much. And fair enough, too. Go, beautiful. Tūranganui a kiwa. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe.
Thanks very much for joining us. You with 603 Urban Māori Radio. Ate reo no.